March 13, the Daily Stoic. One day it will all make sense. I think that's a song. Whenever you find yourself blaming Providence, turn it around in your mind and you will see that what has happened is in keeping with reason. Epictetus, Discourses 3.17.1. Part of the reason we fight against the things that happen is that we're so focused on our plan that we forget that there might be a bigger plan we don't know about. Is it not the case that plenty of times something we thought was a disaster turns out to be the passage of time, a lucky break? We also forget that we're not the only one, we're not the only people who matter, and that our loss might be someone else's gain. The sense of being wronged is a simple awareness problem. We need to remember that all things are guided by reason, that it is a vast and universal reason that we cannot always see, that the surprise hurricane was the result of a butterfly flapping its wings a hemisphere away, or that misfortune we have experienced is simply the prelude to a pleasant and enviable future. A Year with C.S. Lewis. Our Imperfect World, Creation in Process. We ask how the nature created by a good God comes to be in this depraved condition, by which question we may mean either how she comes to be imperfect, to leave room for improvement, as the schoolmasters say in their reports, or else how she comes to be positively depraved. If we ask the question in this first sense, the Christian answer, I think, is that God, from the first, created her such as to reach her perfection by a process in time. He made an earth at first, without form and void, and brought it by degrees to its perfection. In this, as elsewhere, we see the familiar pattern, descent from God to the formless earth, and recitant of the formless to the finished. In that sense, a certain degree of evolutionism or developmentalism is inherent in Christianity from miracles. Jesus calling. Learn to live above your circumstances. This requires focused time with Him, the one who overcame the world. Trouble and distress are woven into the very fabric of this perishing world. Only His life in you can empower you to face this endless flow of problems with good cheer. As you sit quietly in His presence, He shines peace into your troubled mind and heart. Little by little, you are freed from earthly shackles and lifted up above your circumstances. You gain His perspective on your life, enabling you to distinguish between what is important and what is not. Rest in His presence, receiving joy that no one can take away from you. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. John 16:33. So with you, now is your time of grief, but I will see you again, and you will rejoice, and no one will take away your joy. John 16:22.